Showtime.
Yeah, Showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har ha.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, coming to you from the Smart Start MN and Bradshaw and Bryan Studios. I am joined by our attorney slash lawyer slash barrister extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien, and a state rep extraordinaire. We'll throw that in there too, Shane Mecklen. There's so much to talk about. There's Trump and, you know, people are all, they got their undies in a bunch because he took his mask off on a balcony where there was nobody else anywhere near him. And we've got the Australian 60 Minutes doing an expose on Tara Reid, or on Joe Biden. Tara Reid's a woman who accused him of accosting her and even penetrating her with his finger.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that. We've got in your, this would be your backyard, Shane. We've got that story about the morgue that our government, our state government, paid what, $7 million for? It was a $12 million.
No, it's seven. I think it was $6 million.
$6.9 million.
Okay,
that included a bunch of refrigeration they were going to have to upgrade, which they never did. And
well, they basically, there's stuff on the floor. They've got a bunch of boxes on the floor. Nothing happening with that. Needs a new roof too, it appears. And we're going to have to wind up selling that. But you know what? Let's start. This one is the one that is very curious to me, the story in Australia about Tara
mm-hmm.
Reid.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave her whole story of what Biden did to her, her claim. Nobody here, well, no Democrats here want to believe it. That story disappeared here. Blasey Ford, though, they believed every word she said, and she really didn't have enough details, didn't know where it was, could get no one to corroborate it. This woman had family members and friends and neighbors who said she told them about it, but that falls by the wayside here. And Ted Cruz ripped the 60 Minutes for not showing it here or doing a story here, but they don't care. They just move on because they want to get Biden elected, or so it appears.
Yeah, it's everything because Orange Man bad. It absolutely is a relevant story, especially when they run around assailing the president's character all the time and bringing up these assault, harassment allegations from decades ago, which have never been proven. That this, you know, and there's contemporary corroborating evidence because her mother called into Larry King when, you know, back in the day when it actually happened, and alluded to this. I was kind of disappointed at the first debate. I thought Trump would have her there as one of his guests, like he did with the Clinton women.
Oh, I she may still show up.
I would hope so. When I saw that too, I'm like, oh, good. CBS is going to start. Wait a minute, CBS Australia. I'm like, why the hell is CBS Australia doing this? Why? What is this relevant to Australia? It should be running here.
Well, Shane, you know what I think is one of the reasons the Democrats want to have early voting by mail. I think they're scared to death something's going to come up about him, or he's going to make so many gaffes that people will shake their head and say, I'm voting for Kanye West or some other third-party candidate.
Well, or if something happens to him. I mean, we were all kind of waited in that debate to see if he was going to make it through without a major gaffe or, you know, a bad moment, which he seems to have kind of avoided that, luckily, I guess, for him.
Well, Trump helped him.
Well,
by keeping interrupting him.
Right. Well, that and Wallace kept interrupting everybody.
Yes.
I mean, I read the stats afterwards, just the interruptions between the two of them, and Wallace definitely was picking on Trump more than Biden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, to that point, speaking of his gaffes, he was out on his, you know, campaigning yesterday down in Florida, and he had two already. I mean, there's two that are going viral today. There was the one about the girl, I want to see you girls dance when you're 4 years older. And then the one about how he got to stay in his basement in lockdown because some black woman
stocked the shelves.
Yes. So he's done that.
That was real?
Yes.
I thought that was some sort of editing.
They were playing it this morning, and literally, like, why even say black or woman? Why not just say because somebody was, an employee was stocking shelves?
Yeah, and I saw there's now one that's been starting to go viral from on Twitter, at least, from his in 2015 before he stepped aside and had Hillary and let Hillary just have it. Him talking about Somalis in Delaware and how they all drive cabs.
7-Eleven had to do a 7-Eleven.
This was a separate one. There's a 7-Eleven comment about Indian.
Indians.
But no, Somali's talking about Somalis driving cabs.
He touches them all. He touches every base. You know, and the one that I found offensive, though, on because I'd feel the same way if Trump said it about Jill Biden. He said, they have COVID. I'm not going to attack the president and the first lady. Why would he even bring the first lady into it? There's no reason to get personal with the first ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just there because their husband is president.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you mentioned about the debate and the interruptions. I'm starting to wonder, given that the story was coming out that the campaigns had agreed to let the candidates be checked for earpieces, and then the Biden campaign went back on that, right? I have to wonder if part of Trump's strategy was, I'm just going to keep yelling at him so he can't hear his campaign people feeding him the answer so he doesn't sound halfway coherent.
That's not a bad thought.
Could be.
Now, I wanted on Trump. He did, to me, two things that were tactically wrong and also not – it wasn't fair to the Secret Service. And the bigger one was going in the car when he was at Walter Reed because he had to get the adulation. I don't care what you say. He put people at risk by doing that.
I saw the video of the, I guess the Secret Service were in, in protective gear like the doctors wear. I read somewhere that the doctors cleared him to do that. That it wasn't. They wouldn't have.
But nobody will say no to him. That's part of the problem. We also find out that he doesn't take the advice of anyone.
True.
And that's a problem. And I'm less bothered by him taking the mask off when he got on the balcony. But did he put the mask back on when he went into the White House? That's critical, and I don't know the answer to that one. Taking it off on a balcony, there's nobody anywhere near him.
I think that he'd have to if he's around people in the White House.
Well, he absolutely should have. But we have our own problems in this state, and one of them is Governor Walz. Do you feel like he's becoming a dictator or has already? I mean, your group or you're a Republican, so I've heard a few of you aren't real happy with him. Where do you stand on him?
So I don't know if I'm going to say dictator, but yeah, I guess we're past that now. I was actually told on the Monday before Labor Day by a senior DFL member that he is going to call us back into special session through October. That was back then.
Yeah.
My first response was, why not through March? That would extend his powers into mid-April. That's when the flu season starts to wind back down. This senior DFL member, who's been there a long time, started chuckling and said, you know why. It's all about November. So do I think he's abusing this? He's been abusing this for a long time. I mean, he won't even let us engage in any negotiation for anything. There was a push for a bonding bill. Supposedly we're going back in either late this week or early next week. We haven't been notified yet.
Well, you have a lot of problems within your party. First of all, explain to me why Jennifer Cardahan is a good pick. I mean, she's already spouting that she's endorsing Mike Lindell to run for governor for Republicans. He's polarizing to a lot of people.
Aside from that, it's a huge breach of protocol for a party chair to be endorsing a candidate for anything, and certainly endorsing. Usually, the party chair stays out until the
endorsement process,
and then they back
whoever.
What
it tells me is she knows she has no chance of getting reelected to that position, so she's just going to spew. I mean, this woman is not helping your party.
Well, it was yesterday. I saw the story that they were having her she's married to Jim Hagedorn, Congressman Hagedorn's, and he apparently someone in his got leaked that someone on his staff contacted the Grand Canyon National Park because she wanted a guided tour, and she wanted them to ask if they could waive the fee since she's a member, spouse of a member. It's a $20 fee.
Oh, my God.
Now, you've told me about this. I have not seen this. And even to the point of the Lindell thing, last week I was very busy with having Eric Trump in my local community.
Wait a minute. So I have to get the tap dancing music here.
But no, I haven't seen it. But we did talk about it last night. And so, I mean, I'm sure it's out there, but it is campaign season right now. I have a lot of other things to worry about. And
are you up for election?
We all are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's everybody.
Every state senator, every House rep, everybody.
Well, you're in a Republican stronghold, aren't you?
Well, of course I am.
Yeah,
so I live in an echo chamber.
Well, you have no problem.
Yeah, I've been out in his district. There's like big red Shane Mecklen signs all over the place.
There's only like 500 of them. Come on. There's about 300 more in my truck right now.
You know, but to your question about this, Shane's talking about special session. The Senate Republicans finally figured out several months into this that they have a voice here. They have some way of exercising some authority over the governor, and he's not happy about it at all, by holding hearings on his commissioners and then voting to oust them. I really think that they've got to use a Star Wars term. They've got to put the shot down the thermal exhaust port this time. They've got to do hearings on Jan Malcolm, the health commissioner, and threaten him, basically hold it over him. You keep going this way, you don't want to work with us, then we're going to cut the health. We're going to take out part of your COVID team.
All right, here, both of you tell me, because you make the Star Wars reference, who's the Jar Jar Binks of Minnesota politicians?
Ryan Winkler.
I'm not even sure who the character is you're referring to.
So. Oh, my God, shame on you.
I even told Jeff last night, if you get into sports, it's not my arena either.
Okay, Jar Jar Binks is not an athlete.
No.
Okay.
No.
I get that.
All right, now here, I got to ask.
All you have to do is look at Ryan's Twitter account.
I have to ask you, Shane, because where are you also, and how upsetting is it to you when you saw, I assume you saw the video of the tour three of your fellow Republicans took of the mortuary that we spent the $6.9 million on?
So I had talked to one of them previous to that, and I said, you know, they're claiming there's PPE in there, but they won't let anybody in there because it's so secretive. So I asked them, I mean, jokingly, I said, maybe it's prepaid envelopes.
It could be. And, you know, when you looked at what's on the ground, that's what I was thinking. What are they
full
of?
It's just boxes. I mean, I'm sure they're labeled. That they, you know, Jim saw them up close, and so did who else was there? Marion was there and Michelle Benson. But, you know, it wasn't – they didn't open them.
I was going to say, they should open them to verify that they aren't ballots pre-filled out for Biden-Harris. Yeah.
They don't come out until they're needed.
And it is concerning. I mean, okay, you mentioned my district is an echo chamber. It's a very conservative area. But our county actually has an outdoor ballot drop box.
Outdoor?
Outdoor. That you can drop off at any time of day. Nobody's verifying how many you're putting in. And I just learned about this the other day, and I find this very, very concerning. Because
it should be.
Three ballot maximum, right? And then, you know, Steve Simon tried to overrule that, and then there was a court case, and luckily ruled in our favor for once. But how do you know if they're dropping 30 or 300?
Well, fortunately, in your area, I don't think that's going to be a big issue. But it could
be.
It
only takes one person.
One person driving up from the cities.
Well, it would have to be, you know, district-related ballots. It would have to be for that, you know, anything in Sherman County. But it wouldn't matter. I mean, they could throw.
Actually, it doesn't have to be, because if they ignore, some people may not vote for your race. If it's everything else that impacts on the presidential level, it doesn't matter.
And we, you know, we do have a liberal movement up there. I mean, there's a group. So it doesn't. Don't tell me just because we're a very conservative area, it's less of a risk.
Is there at least? Did you ask if there's at least a camera on it? If somebody's putting up and pulling a wheelbarrow in front of it, and
well, in fact, in the video, it was a commissioner that shared this video, and he literally says, "You don't even need to get out of your car."
Really, it's like putting something in the post office box.
It's a drive-up drop box. So how are you going to identify anybody to know who it was? You know, to me, it's not too hard to, you know, have a rental car. How are they going to figure out anything?
This is in part, I think, and you saw there was a case yesterday that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the federal judge in South. It was a South Carolina, you know, it was an emergency change in their election laws. It was making it, you know, I don't know, they were dealing with the mail-in ballots or the counting of the ballots. And the Supreme Court overturned the Obama-appointed judge. And we're going to see this time and again. And that's why this fight over Judge Barrett, they are absolutely trying to get her on that court before the election.
Well,
because I'm sorry to say, the presidential election is going to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, the smart thing for them to do would be do exactly what the House of Representatives has done. You don't have to be there to vote.
They don't have to be there. You know, when Amy Klobuchar and some of these, and Chuck Schumer and some of these others are throwing sand in the gears trying to say that they, you know, well, they should not have to do, you know, they shouldn't be doing this. We don't confirm judges. You don't hold hearings for judges via Zoom. Someone shot out four different examples of them already doing it.
And what they should do, if they were smart, the Republicans, if they hold power, they should stack they should start threatening to stack the court.
That plan, you know, with
it's never gonna happen.
Kudos to Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin already came out and said he's not in favor of it. I don't think that even if they took over, if the Dems took over the Senate, I don't know if they're going to have the votes. And this comments about, you know, Puerto Rico as a state and Washington D.C. as a state, you still need two thirds of the other states to confirm that. So they're just ranting and raving out of hysterics.
Well, that's new. All right, we need to take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.
Being injured in an accident can be one of the most traumatic experiences you'll ever go through. You're physically hurt, you're out of work, you're worried about how your family will be affected by your loss of income. Your life is turned upside down and you don't know what to do next. The last thing you need at that frightening moment is to be hounded by people who are trying to take advantage of your vulnerabilities. What you need is honest, qualified help from someone you know. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we're not cherry-picking settlement lawyers looking for an easy buck. We're not a faceless 800 number in a faraway office. We're the experienced local team that you know and trust. Bradshaw & Bryant will do whatever it takes to get you the settlement you deserve. If that means going to court, we're prepared. When you call us, we'll answer the phone. When you need us, we'll be there for you. I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. I hope you're never injured in an accident, but if you are, don't sign anything until you've talked to us.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at minnesotapersonalinjury.com.
Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI.
Welcome back to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, host of the show, and I want to tell you about Lano Equipment, a great place to get great deals on new and pre-owned equipment for homes, hobby farms, and businesses big and small. I just bought a pre-owned Bobcat from the Lano dealer in Loretto. They also have locations in Shakopee and Anoka. Family-owned since 1946. That's 74 years in business. Lano Equipment is there to serve you and your family, whether you're looking for a Bobcat, a Kubota tractor, a Toro lawnmower, or any type of equipment. They're a one-stop to purchase, rent, repair, or find what you need in their parts department. Give Lano a call at 763-307-2800. Or shop online at lanoequip.com. That's LanoEquip.com. We are back. Jeff O'Brien still with us, Shane Mecklen, and joining us, comic Chris Maddock. Got a new album out. We're going to hear plenty about that. And Uber fan and OnlyFans.com sensation, Sal Spice. Still in the top 1%, right?
0.95. We're slipping.
You better get right on that.
I know. You're slipping. I gotta step my game up.
Okay. 99.05% of the other men and women on this, mostly women, are below you, and you're worried about slipping a little bit.
It's my pride, you know.
Well, pride's a big thing. There's no question about it. Well, I want to start, actually, Chris, I want to go back to you and just ask you, your newest album came out Friday.
That's right.
Right? And it's available everywhere, right? Amazon and...
Yeah, Amazon, iTunes, and then there's video special on Vimeo.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Is it the whole album on Vimeo?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Where did you do it?
Hook and Ladder Theater.
Where's that?
That's in... it's right next to that big building that's burned down that used to be a police station.
Yeah. Is Hook and Ladder okay?
Yeah. Hook and Ladder is okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
That's an old... It's an old firehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do comedy there now?
Yeah. It used to be Patrick's Cabaret for a long time. And then, yeah, now it's Hook and Ladder Theater. They got three little stages in there.
Well, you were nice enough to bring in... Is that the last album you did?
The first and one before this.
Okay,
this
point of entry.
Yep. And
so not every comic does an album.
No.
So is this something that you have to work on it for years or months, or how long does it take to get one together?
Oh, years usually. Unless you're really working on it. I mean, if you're working on it like every day or, you know, you do get it done usually in a year, I think, is what like the, you know, George Carlin or someone might do that. But yeah, that one was, you know, I'd been doing comedy like 8 years and then made that, excuse me, made that one. And then didn't make one for a long time, you know, had a kid right after that album. And then, you know, there was 5 years.
They'll keep you busy having five of them.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Now, what I wanted to ask you about is I learned off the air that you don't bring politics in.
No, not to the act usually. I mean, I'll have a Trump joke, but you'll notice they're not very political. They're usually about like skin color or maybe like, you know, something.
Well, I'll tell you what, compared to how he's looked, he looked very orangey pale.
I know. Right, he looked better, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when you watch it, it does. You can see it's painted on because under his neck, it's a completely different color.
Well, what I want to see, no one's asked the question why or answered the question why is he orange. People will say like bronzer, but that answers the question how is he orange? Like we know how.
Yeah,
that's something's he's but spraying why? Something. Why? I'm red. That's not ideal, but there's others like me. It's no one else is orange.
Well, because that could also just be from drinking.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We hang out together.
Yeah. All right, but I wanted to ask, do you do Vikings in your act at all?
Oh, no.
Because there's plenty of material lately.
I would do the fans. Mm. That's how I started.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of the first, that was what the impetus to get me on stage, actually. You're the first interviewer not to ask me, how did you start comedy? It's great, now I just told you anyway. But that's how I started.
Like, well, I didn't want to be a cliche.
Yeah, exactly. I just answered it anyway.
And then but, may have had it later. But
it came up organically. The I was working at Grumpy's Bar downtown. And I did like a 4 or 5 tours of duty, you know, working there after the Vikings game, which is a different kind of thing. And then the regulars would come in after that. And I would just be like, I don't know if you've been to a bar. I'm sure you have after a Vikings game that's nearby. It's not like a hockey game or a baseball game, there's something different that makes people go insane.
Particularly after a loss.
Shirtless.
Can confirm.
Yes, that's all I can tell you about
No, you
that.
Pray for a loss. The win was the hard part. That was, they go nuts. But, yeah, and then I would, it would just be insanity. You'd have to clean up, mop up the puke, and then the regulars would come in, and I'd be ranting them, and I just went
you
on
know,
stage with it.
You mentioned that. It might flash back to being in Barcelona during the Olympics. And I was with two other guys, a guy I worked with and a guy from Pittsburgh. And the guy from Pittsburgh, all he wanted to do was to go into these peep show things. And I said, I'm not going in. But he opened the door to one and we watched a guy. And I said, there could be no worse job ever in the world. The guy with the mop bucket in the peep show. little building. That thing, I'm thinking, oh, my God, how much? It can't get worse.
We had a comp. I knew a comic, our friend Gus Lynch. Rest in peace. He was a comic. He's super funny. He would just make decisions. He had stories. He'd go, I just do whatever's funniest. And he took that job once. And he wouldn't do, like, he would just said he'd take the mop and turn his head and do that. He just took it because it would be funny to work in a smut shop. And they're like, no, you got to get in there and clean. And he's like, I'm not doing that. So they fired him.
I'm not getting to the corners.
And on the way out, the guy said, don't bother using us for a reference.
That's pretty good. All right, so I want to ask all of you. Now, Shane, you're not a huge sports fan, right? But you do follow the Vikings.
I do. And my as I said earlier when we were off the air, my daughter and my better half, they are incredibly huge Vikings fans. So I kind of hear about it often.
You're lucky you're in a district where they all vote Republican. Because word gets out you're not a Viking. Although this year, not being a Viking fan is might be more of a help than a liability.
That is very progressive. All the
I do watch it and I listen to it. I usually mull when they're at the game, but they go to they have season tickets and then well they used to. I mean, there's nothing this year, but and then they usually go to 2 games in a different state.
Oh, they try like she does.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
How many games a year do you travel to?
2 usually.
What were going to be this year's games? Do you know?
Tampa Bay and didn't decide, probably Indianapolis.
Well, Tampa Bay makes sense because it's nice and warm.
Yeah, and it's in December.
Yeah, that would have been a good one to go to. Well, you never know.
That was the one they were going to.
Yeah.
That and the one that was this last weekend.
Houston,
because I have relatives that they could have stayed with.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
All right, so for
it's all off track now.
All of you, and I'll start with you, Sal, are you very pleased with this outcome? I mean, the outcome, yes, a win, but how about the way they played?
Am I pleased? I guess it was an improvement. It gave me a little hope for the future, but I'm not. I wouldn't say pleased, no.
Well, it wouldn't have been that. It would have been much more of a, I don't know, blowout, maybe too strong a word, but if Harrison Smith hadn't gone out, Houston was not going to pile up any points.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, he hasn't gotten fined yet, right? And he hasn't learned if he's not going to play this weekend. The best game certainly this year that Kirk Cousins has played. The guy who keeps screwing up to me is Gary Kubiak. Why? Again, yes, I understand Madison scored a touchdown. He was in there because we didn't know the extent of an injury to Dalvin Cook. But late in the game, I think, boy, Cook must be hurt because he's got Madison running the ball on first and second down. Then Cook comes in on third down, and Cousins underthrows Thielen. And by the way, I'm a harsh critic of Cousins. I don't blame him for that because every pass isn't going to be perfect, and Thielen has made that catch before on underthrown balls. But why Madison is in there running the ball when you have one of the best running backs in football is beyond me.
You can't stand Alexander Madison. I don't know what your problem is. He's great.
Oh, I like him better than I like BZ Johnson, who doesn't belong on a football team. This guy is, I mean, he dropped the one pass, I think, that went to him. But if you're, again, if
he did a good job blocking, though.
Well, that's great. That's what they have tight ends for. But anyway, the thing about Kubiak, even though he didn't play Justin Jefferson in the first two games, Justin Jefferson is fourth on the all-time list of rookie receivers in yardage after four games. Imagine what he could have had if they actually played him a little earlier.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. Now, do you watch games, go to games when they're available to go to?
So, yeah, I kind of fell off after the kid was born, and I haven't. I think of the Vikings in more mythical terms these days, you know. yeah, like they're going to kill everyone, and that's my team. Yeah. My kid's room is full of Vikings posters. I'm trying my best here.
to keep things.
Child abuse, actually.
Yeah. All right. Now, Jeff, I'm going to ask you about the Vikings, but first we're going to take a quick break. Come back. I want to hear, because Jeff, obviously, you're a big Viking fan and follow him. We have a few things with Bob Gibson also. We'll chat about that when we get back. If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at BialkeLaw.com, BialkeLaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Saber Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E, heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and I'm a huge fan of Ike Motor Company in St. Cloud. I went there and bought a pre-owned Volkswagen TDI. That's their diesel version. My son Sawyer liked it so much, he bought one like mine. Then two of Sawyer's friends saw his, liked it, and they each bought a Volkswagen TDI of their own. There's a lot to like at Ike Motor Company, which offers great deals, great service, and an all-around great experience at both their Volkswagen and Mazda dealerships. Ike Motor Company is the oldest dealership in Minnesota, and now the oldest dealership also has the newest dealership in the state. Ike just opened its new Mazda showroom and service center, and let me tell you, it is the nicest showroom I've ever been in. For more information, go to IkeMotor.com. That's E-I-C-H Motor.com. Welcome back to the BS Show. This segment brought to you by Smart Start MN Ignition Interlocks. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com/the BS Show and you will get information for 20% off an ignition interlock system. Again, smartstartmn.com/the BS Show. We are back. Uber fan and OnlyFans.com sensation Sal Spice, still in the top 1%. She's kicking it, killing it, doing all the its. Chris Maddock, comic, new. You've got your. You didn't tell people what your the name of your album.
You know, I thought of that. Country Music Legend. That is the name of the album. We got a. I got a band on stage. We play a song at the beginning and at the end, and hour of stand up in the middle.
Very nice. Yeah. So they come for the song or the stand up in the middle?
Well, they stayed. I don't know.
Oh well, that's important to do. Shane Mecklen, state rep. He's gonna. Will your opponent even get a single vote? Only if they cheat, right?
Well, as long as they vote twice and vote often and, yeah, or vote early.
That'll happen.
I don't know. 20% probably. Right.
Now, Jeff, your thoughts on the Vikings and also you also have a prediction. It's not your prediction. It's history.
It's just science.
Yeah.
But the Vikings, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a diehard Vikings fan. At this point, if I have my heart broken enough where I'm more of the observer. Even when I go to the games with my, you know, some of the retired guys who are clients, I spend more time enjoying the free food and drink up in the alumni suite than actually watching the game. But I looked at Sunday as both teams are 0-3. Somebody had to win.
And somebody had to get fired.
The bottom line, and I was having a text conversation with one of my clients after the game, not one of my athlete clients, but just a fan, and he made an astute observation. He said, pretty much, unless you have an elite level QB, the best you're going to do in this league is 10 wins. And I think that's true. It's not true.
It depends, because I'm going to talk to a quarterback who is not elite level for the Pioneer Press later today. Brad Johnson, you have to have a terrific defense.
That was then. This is now. I think with all with the rules, the way that you can't touch a quarterback and everything, that was a different. I mean, that was what the game has definitely changed, and the rules have changed since Brad was quarterback. But in today's NFL, if you don't have an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees or a Patrick Mahomes, you might get into the playoffs, and you're at some point you're going to get your butt kicked.
I don't know. I mean, Nick Foles is not an elite quarterback. They won because of defense, or is that too far back for you?
I think it's. I'm saying right now in
today
2020 NFL, if you don't have an elite level QB
who is not going to come down with COVID during the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. True.
Although, by the way, quickly on that, why is it the NFL? You get negatives and you're back. The Titans are going to be back practicing.
What could be funny about this? I don't want to make light of COVID, but wouldn't it be something? Is, you know, you keep seeing these stories. Last weekend it was Cam Newton, and you know, there's, you know, the Titans players. If this becomes if you get more players testing positive, wouldn't it be something if the Packers are suddenly having this renaissance and are undefeated and they yank the season?
That would be,
pull the plug on the season.
Viking fans would love that.
Packers, you know, but eight go like 8-0, and all of a sudden we're pulling the season. It's not safe.
So if these days you need an elite quarterback, does that mean like that whole generation the Vikings were like forward thinking when they were getting Warren Moon and Brett Favre and who else did they get? They were getting like every quarterback that used to be great.
You got to get elite level. Yes, in their prime. You know. I think that's.
I'm just saying they were almost there. They were just thinking in the right direction.
I mean, you got Cousins who.
It was baffling.
You've seen the video. I mean, he almost missed the throw on his on the gender reveal on their baby the one time. You know.
It's a good thing he wasn't in California.
He started a fire. That's a bad throw. Start a forest fire.
Yeah, exactly. Don't be doing it with any balls of fire, Kurt.
You know? Or hit the power line that falls down.
No, but I think that like I said, we were talking this before the show, Bob. The interesting game, back to politics, I didn't know this stat. The Colts beat the Bears last week, and you're all thinking, who the hell cares about the Colts beating the Bears? Well, apparently, since the NFL realigned all the divisions in 2002, the Colts and Bears now play every year. And in presidential years, if the Colts win, beat the Bears, the Republican candidate wins the election. If the Bears beat the Colts, the Democrat candidate wins. So you had in 2004, the Colts beat the Bears, George W. Bush won. 2008 and 2012, Bears won, Barack Obama won. 2016, Colts won, Donald Trump won.
It's amazing they play in an election
year. And on Sunday, the Colts won 19-11. So we'll have to see if this holds up. Yeah. It used to be years ago, it was if the Redskins lost the weekend before the election, then it was, I think, the Democrat would win. But I think at some point that string of games, that whole thing was snapped.
It came away. It didn't hold.
Yeah, it didn't hold up. So we'll have to see if the Colts Bears result holds up as a portend of the election. Of
we
the
should do that
election.
Instead of voting.
You don't have to vote.
So yeah,
play the
forget
Colts
about,
and Bears.
Forget
game.
About mailing out ballots. Just say, you know, we're going to let the Colts and Bears decide it.
One game.
Well, that's one way to go with it. Sal, what do you think of that idea?
I'm not a fan.
but you are a fan of OnlyFans. That's the important thing. Now, mm-hmm. All right. Now, I wanted to just ask you, Jeff, again. Bob Gibson, you came in with a bunch of...
So it kind of got lost in the shuffle last week with the presidential debate and COVID.
That he died.
And the president getting COVID. But yeah, Bob Gibson died of pancreatic cancer, age 84, on Friday. And he's been kind of top of mind because, like I said, there's a Topps company has a very unique set of baseball cards out right now. Gibson's Rookie is part of the cards that are being reimagined by modern artists. And I was just reading a book on a biography of one of my favorite players, Tony Oliva, and they were talking about Gibson in there, about the year of the pitcher in 1968. I don't know how much you guys know about Gibson, but this is a guy who had a 1.12 ERA in the 1968 season. Between he and Sandy Koufax were the reason that they lowered the pitcher's mound 15 inches because they weren't hitting the balls anymore. And he'd been a boxer. He played for the Harlem Globetrotters briefly. Just an amazing athlete. And I read one of the meanest pitchers if you got a hit off of him. Like, people would go up, they'd get a hit, and they'd be scared going up the next time for fear of what he would do to them at the plate.
Right.
And so it's a tough year for St. Louis Cardinals fans because Lou Brock just passed away about a month ago. And now to have Gibson, there's Gibson gone.
Well, I'm not that impressed because Sal at what 0.95 is a better percentage than Gibson did.
Yeah, not impressive at all. That Gibson guy.
I'm not impressed.
What a scrub.
Yeah, he should have been under one. So now, Sal, tell people how they can get in touch or follow you on OnlyFans.com.
OnlyFans.com/SalSpice.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Not so. And I want you to go again. And how do you? How people can find it. Amazon, more than Amazon, though.
Amazon,
right?
iTunes, you get the special on Vimeo, standuprecords.com or chrismaddock.com.
So have you started the next album?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, there's no shows anymore, but, you know, I'm funny at home, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I'm laughing.
Well, you must be booked somewhere, right?
The shows are few and far between. So I do have a record release show at, we're doing it outside at Grumpy's Northeast. They have a backyard outdoor stage this Saturday from 4 to 6, so in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like 70 degrees. So.
Oh, it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend.
Yeah, so we lucked out. So I got that show. And then during quarantine, and we just kept it going, my wife and I, she's got a great laugh, and I would just tell her jokes on the couch.
That's
anyway.
That's terrific.
We live stream that. We do it every Wednesday night. She calls it the Till Death Comedy Jam.
Was this like Big Bang Theory where Sheldon would fun with flags, that sort of thing?
I'll have to look that one up.
You haven't
I think
seen
that
it?
Was the one I missed.
Oh, it's hilarious. Now, Shane, are you going to be on any street this week knocking on doors? Or is there no door knocking now that there's with COVID?
It's a little more challenging. Some people are very, very afraid of it. Like I said before, we're in an echo chamber, so most people have kind of had it. They're done with it. But, yeah, we'll be out and about.
All right, Shane Mecklen, Jeff O'Brien, Chris Maddock, check out his new album, and check out Sal Spice, OnlyFans. Is it OnlyFans.com/SalSpice?
Yes.
Forward slash or backwards? Forward, of course.
Yes.
The BS Show will take a quick break, and we will be right back.
When you buy insurance, you're buying financial security. You're purchasing protection for your current assets and future earnings. The only way you can be truly secure is to work with an insurance professional who lives in your community, a person you can count on to provide the information you need to make the most efficient use of your money. Insurance Partners has been providing insurance assistance through a network of independent insurance agents throughout the Upper Midwest since 1989. During that time, we have placed millions of dollars in insurance premiums and were there to pay out over $250 million in claims to our neighbors who have suffered hail damage, fire loss, auto accidents, or who have been sued over incidents on their property. Insurance Partners, connecting you with great companies like Badger Mutual Insurance. In the St. Cloud area, call Alan Karki at Alloy Insurance in Sartell.
I've been telling BS Show listeners about Bradshaw and Bryant for years and about how they always are seeking justice for the injured at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Bradshaw and Bryant also has attorneys who defend people against misdemeanor and felony criminal charges, and that includes drunk driving arrests. Bradshaw and Bryant seeks justice for everyone, and you can find out more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. The Catholic solution to the healthcare problem is here. Paying too much for your healthcare costs? Solidarity HealthShare is a health-sharing ministry which provides an ethical way to fund healthcare costs while protecting and practicing Catholic beliefs. Best yet, Solidarity HealthShare members are exempt from the fines and penalties in the Affordable Care Act. For more information, call 844-313-4999. Again, 844-313-4999 or visit SolidarityHealthShare.org. That's SolidarityHealthShare.org. Welcome back to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, host of the show, and I have some great news for CBD users. Smokin' Monkey in Buffalo and St. Cloud is back open again. You can get capsules, you can get creams, you can get even roll-ons. This is the place to go for CBD products. Smokin' Monkey, call 763-276-1089. We are back. I'm Bob Sansevier, host of the BS Show, and I am going to share with you my biggest coronavirus-related pet peeve, and it's this. We are all supposed to wear a mask. I don't know if it helps or doesn't help, but we're supposed to wear a mask. And if we do, wear a mask that fits. Either it's sliding down below your nose, and that's the pet peeve. I don't like seeing people, especially in stores, where they have the mask over their face, but their nose is exposed. It does nothing. Now, some people, that happens, and I've talked to a few who claim they don't even realize the mask is there. Tough to believe that, but sometimes the mask is not snug enough. Make sure your mask is snug. And if not, don't just let it fall below your nose because it's so disrespectful to everyone else in case the masks really do work. Anyway, we are now going to go inside the mind of my former colleague on the KQ Morning Show, JB.
And on my mind this week is the election, or more, election fatigue. The campaign ads that run endlessly on our televisions, and not looking forward to going to my mailbox for the endless campaign flyers. The campaign ads on TV with all the revolting accusations of one candidate toward another. And more than anything, the overreaction of people who were supposed to be a civil election in a civil society and were acting very uncivil, stealing lawn signs, destroying other people's property, doing damage to their homes and their lawns. Does all this mean that much that we would behave in such a way? Is this country going to hell in a handbasket? Or is this just pent-up frustration from COVID lockdown? Or is this just pent-up frustration about not getting your way? Interesting. I just know I'm tired of it.
JB, my friend, you're not the only one who's tired of it. Sick and tired of it. Anyway, here is psychic Ruth Lorden.
As a fifth-plus generational spiritual psychic, professional over 52 years now, I tend to lean towards the positive thinking, uplifting, upbeat, manifesting, we speak it into existence, the power of positive thinking, the Huna magic, it's all out there. There's also panic, fear, fire and brimstone, it's all going to come apart. Oh my God, let's be emotional. And that does not lead to results. You didn't see in the American Revolution or any other battle people going in crazy and emotional. Even David, when he beat Goliath, was positive about it. He thought about it. He didn't just go, throwing the rock. No, you have to be manifesting and calm in a position of power and strength. And that's my psychic feeling about what's going on with Trump. He's in a position of power and strength here, claiming victory, and some people are actually able to manifest that way. The yogis say that any word spoken by a true yogi will come true because they only speak the truth. Now, I'm not saying that's Trump, but he very well may be onto something with saying, I can beat this virus. We're stronger than it. Let's get above it. Let's not stand in fear of it and panic. We can beat this. And he's right.
If you'd like to set up a reading with Ruth, go to ruthlordan.com, ruthlordan.com. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners. Also, our radio partners, KDAL in Duluth, WNMT in Hibbing, and WBHR in St. Cloud. Coming to you from the Smart Start MN and Bradshaw and Bryan Studios. We'll talk to you later.